Blog Talk Radio.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won.
Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you. Jehoshua. Praise you, mighty Lord. Praise you, mighty, mighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Jesus. Well, shalom, shalom, my brother, my sister. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. This is your host, brother in Christ, brother Elvis Zapata, with another Tuesday night Bible study. Thank you, Lord, where we love to study the Word of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, especially for the last days. We want to know through the Word, by the Word, what is happening around us and around the world. My brother and sister, what is to come? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord knows what is coming. Amen. More than anyone. Shalom, Brother Miguel. And so we want to stay connected with the Lord, asking the Lord to reveal to us, to guide us, to help us understand what's happening, what is coming before it does come. God doesn't do anything before he revealed to his servant, the prophet, the word of God says. So we want to seek from him, thank you, Lord, what is coming. And there's so much, hallelujah, coming, my brother and sister. But the thing that we know is that we are going to be out of here. Someone emailed me today and said, Brother Obi, is the church going to be here for the revelation of the Antichrist? And the message I wrote back is no. No, we are not. Because the Antichrist is going to reveal himself completely during the great tribulation. Shalom, Brother Joseph. And so it doesn't pertain to us. It's pertaining to those that are staying behind in the great tribulation. God have mercy on them, my brother and sister, because it's going to be difficult. As we was reading Job chapter 3, we may go back to Job and share some of the information, because I was talking to a brother about this, my brother and sister. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to be going back and forth in this Bible study to different verses of the Bible, sharing them in my conversation with the Lord. I'm glad I can get to spend time with the Lord now more. I can see the benefit and the reward of spending time, his presence, his anointing. I'm starting to feel it so real, so strong now as I'm spending time with him. And not just so occupying the ministry like I was before, and it's not good to be so occupied. And I understand what the Lord says. It's over. It's better to focus on him and seek him and spend time with him, because he knows everything. We don't know. What do we know? So he can help us understand better, my brother and sister. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So I'm going to share a few things the Lord has shown me in my conversation with him. Praise the Lord. I know it's going to edify you. Thank you, Lord, because hallelujah, he is good. Amen. So let's go into the word. We titled this in Revelation. Thank you, Lord. Let me open. Hallelujah. Yes. Our Bible study for tonight. Revelation 21:5. And the one sitting on the throne said, I am making everything new. He said, write this. These words are faithful and true. Now, my brother and sister, I want you to notice something here, which the Lord reminded me as I was talking with him. And this is why it's so important to pay attention. He makes everything new. Remember I said before on the Lord's Hour, several times I said this, that the Lord was going to renew the earth after the millennium was over, the great tribulation was over, put it through fire, and then no. Yes, he's going to put it through fire, but the millennium is new, my brother insisted. And there are several verses for that, okay? There's not a single verse for saying that he's renewing the earth. He's making it new. Nothing is reused. Because in the sense when you say renewing, he corrected me this week, because I said renew and no, new. He's just confirming. Thank you, Lord. Amen. He's making it new, my brother and sister. And there's plenty of verses, okay, that talks about him making all things new, my brother and sister. It is not renewing, but making it new, okay? And the one in rightful, these words are true and faithful, he says to John. Okay, so we have to be careful, hallelujah. And even in Nehemiah 10:33, for the short bread, and for the continual meal offering and for continual burnt offering on the Sabbath and on the new moon, okay? He said, new moon set feast, and for the holy thing and for the sinful offering to make atonement for Israel for all the work of the house of God. Everything is going to be new, okay, my brother and sister. And then in Isaiah 48:6, he said, thou hast heard, see all this, I will not yet declare it, I have shown the new things from this time, even the hidden things, and thou did not know them. Okay, it's Isaiah 48:6. Okay, God says new. Okay, not use, reuse. Okay, not repair. New, my brothers and sisters. Amen, because he took me last week to the new earth, which is the millennium, which we're going to be. And it's new. Okay, my brothers and sisters. Amen. Even our lives before him. According to 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Okay? And this is why our commitment to him is total. My brother and sister, we everything we used to do, we don't do no more. When we give our life to Jesus, it's new. Okay? New creatures of what we are in Christ. That's why we are called to walk in a new life, okay, by faith. Because before we knew Christ, we didn't walk by faith. We only began to walk by faith when we knew him, my brother and sister. Amen. In regard whether we are going to be ready for his coming 100%. Because I heard the prophet, remember the prophet I prayed on Sunday, she said that the bride is still not ready. So if he says that, if she says that the bride is not ready, then I'm like, okay, I need to find out what else I need to do. Okay, because it's personal with God. We all have to check ourselves with God and make sure that our life are right. And he had told me I'll be going home. So again, here's a verse that's going to help you, my brother and sister, Allah. Okay, my brother and sister, God is so awesome. Everything you and I need is in his word. It's all there, my brother and sister. We just have to believe it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Our God, hallelujah, everything is possible with him, my brother and sister. Let me continue. Okay, Isaiah 65:17, but the new, and I don't want to keep jumping around, but I'll go back to it. For behold, I created a new heaven and new earth, for the former shall not be remembered nor come to mind. Okay? Not coming to mind and not being remembered will allow us to enjoy a new life, my brother and sister. When we go into a new life to heaven, we're not going to remember this life. We are going to remember our family, though. If you have children, wife, you're going to remember them, okay? And again, you can pray for them in heaven, which is awesome, my brother and sister. And you have complete trust in the Lord for their lives, okay? Complete, my brother and sister, okay? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And combine now. Remember what I shared, because this was revealed to me by God, and so I had to go back into the Word and see this, that the years that have come by since year 2000 apply to Revelation, like 2015, Revelation 15, 2013, Revelation 13. The mark of the beast comes up in Revelation 13, in 2013 when Obama was in office. My brother, everything has been aligned accordingly. Now we are in 2022, Revelation 2022. Now, remember what God has been saying through his prophet and the things that are going to come about. Look at Revelation 22, okay? And he showed me a pure river of water, like crystal, clear and crystal, proceeding out of the throne, out of God, and out of the throne of God and the Lamb, okay? A lot of people in the last day are being watched out by the word of God. The water of the Spirit that's been flowing from the throne has been cleansing our life to make us ready for heaven. Okay? The word purify us. The water is the water of the Spirit proceeding out of the throne, cleansing our lives. My brother and sister, look how awesome this is. Verse 2, in the midst of the tree of it, in either side of the river, there was a tree of life which bore 12 kinds of fruit, yielding her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. What the healing of the nations? What is God using in the last day for healing of the nations? Revival. This is where our lost family that we've been praying for can come back to home, come back being with God. Revival is a healing for the nation. This is why you get revival after the 3 days of darkness. You heard what the Lord said through the prophet on Sunday, that in the 3 days of darkness, Apollyon will be released. He's evil and wicked. And so all these beasts are going to be cleansing the earth from every type of wickedness. Shalom, Sister Luna. Wicked person. They've been doing evil. They have not been repenting, even though the gospel has been preached to them. My brother and sister, there's a total cleansing in the 3 days of darkness. Just like it was a total cleansing in the darkness in Egypt for 3 days. The firstborn, thinking about the firstborn in Egypt, there were things that I did not consider. But when I went back to the word again and I read it, and you have to read it and ask the Lord to reveal to you, to get, you know, what God is saying. But first of all, because this God revealed it to me years ago, in the 3 days of darkness, you read it in Egypt, came God and came the devil. As the devil was going by cleansing the earth from the firstborn, God was protecting his children, but also making sure that the devil did his work. The devil did what God said he would happen. Now, the other thing was that it was not just the firstborn out of the house of Egypt. It was also the firstborn from the animals. Every kind of firstborn, first fruit, firstborn in Egypt was eliminated by the angel of death. That was to me like, wow. Every single firstborn. That means the first thing. If a family only had one child, that was the firstborn eliminated. The firstborn was actually the head in Egypt of the priest, of the army, of the community, of the people that were beating up the children of Israel. My brother and sister, the taskmaster, the Bible calls them. These were beating the children of Israel daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, nonstop, to keep them in order and discipline. They got killed. They were the first one that got killed when the angel of death came. Because, see, it goes according to the elder who did not listen to the Lord. That's why when the children of Israel went into the wilderness, who they began to die? The parents. The parents, when Moses comes down to the from down with the Ten Commandments from the mountain, 3,000, the earth opened up, 3,000 of them died. They should have known better because they already had the knowledge of God. But they refused to repent. When they came to the bitter water, Moses, you have come here for us to die. They said that they were better off in Egypt, my brother and sister. For someone to say to God, I was better off in the world, that's a sin. That's a marketing to God. It's an abomination. How can you say you were better off in the world? When God had mercy on you and brought you to a new life, in this life, if you continue with God, will be eternally. You were God, saved, were everything you need, protected by God. My brother and sister. So the earth opened up and killed 3,000. Moses told the Levite, take your sword and kill your parents. 3,000 died, another 3,000. 3,000, 3,000, 3,000. Three days of darkness. My brother and sister. It's in the Bible so clear that the Lord has to show it to us. The number three. 3 days of darkness now, again on the earth, as they had in Egypt. And now you get the cleansing. Hallelujah. My brother and sister. It's so sad. Yeah, power outages are coming. I think it's China limiting now their people because of the diesel problem. There's going to be a lot of problem this December. Okay? It's been on the news that the diesel problem, they don't know where this is going, but it's going to continue going further. People will get it when the power goes out. That's when they'll get it and say, wow. Okay? Something big is coming in December. Remember the Lord a few months ago, I said in the Lord's Hour, he was pointing to December. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He knows what's coming. We don't know. We just don't know. Verse 3, And there should be no more curses. Is there any curses on the earth today? Of course, abundance of curses. It's a lot of curses. God has been saying he's removing the curses from the earth. In order for God to bless the people, the curses has to be removed. Everyone pertaining to the curse in the 3 days of darkness are eliminated completely. None are left. None. Because remember, God's going to pour out his spirit upon the flesh again. The last rain, revival. My brother and sister, this is the water that proceeds out of the throne. This is a pouring of the Holy Spirit, Revelation 22. My brother and sister, and God is telling us about these things this year, 2022. And a lot of prophets are prophesying. But the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. When do we serve God, a servant of God? Truly, in the revival. Because in the revival, we are in a glorified body. If you go back to Revelation 21, when the New Jerusalem come down to the earth, it says that his servant will serve him. We serve him in the new body, glorified body, glory body, like Christ. That's when we truly serve God. There's no temptation of the flesh. There's no temptation of Satan. When the Lord sends us out in the revival, we go to the earth one last time to evangelize the earth. My brother, with no temptation. His servant will serve him. This one, we truly serve the Lord. Isn't that incredible? Thank you, Lord. Verse 4, and they shall see his face. Man, when I got to this part here, my brother insisted, this was stunning to me. Because I have said this on the Lord's Hour. If you go back 6, 7, 8 years, me here on the Lord's Hour, when I was saying that the Lord showed me he is going in the last days, those that he's sending, he said, those that I will send to you, he was going to give them his revelation, his word, and then he was going to show himself to them. Show himself to them face to face, like he showed himself to Moses and them face to face. So look in Revelation 22:4, and they shall see his face. And I saw it. Oh Lord, hallelujah. And they should, and his name shall be on the forehead. Two things he's saying. He's going to reveal himself to many of us face to face down here, especially during the revival. But look at the name being on the forehead. That followed the 144,000, my brother and sister, because that's the second part. Follows the 144,000, that the name of God will be on the forehead. The seal of God, the name of God. Isn't that incredible? My brother and sister, when I see this, like, wow. But we're going to see his face. We're going to see his face, my brother and sister. Soon as after the 3 days of darkness, the Lord changes, transforms us. I would say during, because I believe that's how I experience it. But at the same time, And when I went back to the children of Israel, and because I put all the verses together. But this, put it here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That same word, glorify. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. It says in Leviticus 10:3, and Moses said unto Aaron, that is with which the Lord has spoken, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me. Before all the people I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. My brother, two things, sanctify and glorify. Well, this is what's going to happen to the church, my brother and sister, to be before sent out to the revival. When the Lord calls us by name, I was standing there with Jesus. And he first called me by name. I was standing there. And then he started calling other my brothers and sisters by name, and they were right before the Lord immediately in the glorified body. And those that are angels, they are with wings, standing there before the Lord. They're angel in the flesh, you don't even know the angel, their brothers and sisters. Boom, they're right there with wings before the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. It's so awesome. It's so awesome what is about to happen. But he told them back then, hallelujah, that this, thank you, Jesus. He was going to do something amazing. Hallelujah. And then in Isaiah 26, 15, thou have increased the nation, O Lord. Thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified. Thou have removed it from all the end of the earth. He's going to remove the nation from all the end of the earth. One nation. For the Bible says we are a nation before him. He's going to remove the wicked nations, but he's also going to remove the righteous nations to bring it before him, to be before the Lord. Hallelujah. The wicked from all the earth, they will be no more. They will not be seen no more. But neither the church will be ever seen no more. One will go down, the other one is going up. So it's a rapture up and a rapture down. Have you ever heard that? I never heard it before. I always believed that the rapture was just only going up. No, there's a rapture going up and there's a rapture going down. Thank you, Lord. He's so amazing. Telling you, spend time with the Lord. He began to teach you and reveal these things to you. You're like, my Lord. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 44:23. Sing, all ye heaven, for the Lord hath done it. Who's doing it? The Lord. Because the one making the promise is the Lord. He's the one making the promise. So he has to do it. Sing, all ye heaven, for the Lord hath done it. Shout. Ye Lord, we're part of the earth. Break forth into singing. Ye mountain or forest, or every tree therein. For the Lord redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. Thank you, Lord. And remember that we are that spiritual Jacob. So when he says Jacob, he's saying us. And he's also saying those that the 144,000. So this is why you see two in Revelation 22:4. They shall see his face, us, and his name shall be on the forehead. Which also applied them seeing the Lord, but in the second coming, we'll see the Lord in the first coming. Because we are part of the first fruit. See what I'm saying? We are part of the first fruit. When God made the Jewish people part of the first fruit, he left them for the second coming because they were not ready for the first. And no one who's not ready for the first will have to stay behind for the second coming. Are you listening? My Lord. My Lord. If you're not ready for his first coming, that where we meet him in the cloud, you're going to have to stay behind for the second and stay on the earth to see him face to face. My brother, my sister, this is why repenting is so a must. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Isaiah 49:3, and he said unto me, thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Thank you, Lord. Israel is not ready at first. He came to his own, but his own received him not. Then he came to those that believe in his name, which is us, because it's by faith, not by sight. Israel is expecting him by sight. When he comes down on the mountain and split the mountain in two, they're looking to see him come by sight. We are looking to see him come by faith. And he said to Thomas, blessed are they that believe without seeing. That's us. We are blessed of the Lord. My brother and sister, I don't call them cursed staying behind because God's having mercy on their soul. A brother was saying to me last week, Brother Elvie, those that are going to stay in the great tribulation, like what we will call them, and I tell the people, because the Lord rebuked me about this in heaven, because the sister was talking about she believed in myth rapture, and that's not biblical. So I was saying to the Lord about, I was talking to the Lord about her, and the Lord was talking to me in heaven about her. And the Lord said, she's my servant. And I'm like, Lord, but she's not preaching the going home before the great tribulation. But the Lord says to me, she's my servant. And he told me that he's having mercy on her. In another word, she's choosing to believe that Miss Rapture, she will have to stay or either be beheaded for the Lord, wait for the second coming. Because, you know, she's not going home in the pre-rapture. Because again, the Lord is clear, like he says to me, if you don't believe in my rapture, you're not coming home with me. So it's a matter of choice. If someone don't choose to believe the Lord, that the Lord is coming before the great tribulation, then they have to stay behind because they're not believing. It's by faith, remember. It's a choice. Faith is a choice, always. You read it through the writing of the Apostle Paul. They chose not to believe. When Jesus came to them, my brother and sister, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 55:5, behold, thou hast called a nation that thou knowest not. A nation that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for thy Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. I wonder whose nation that is. My brother, that will run to him. That's us. We're running this race. This is the race, the Apostle Paul, that said when he said run the race with patience, the race that the Lord has shown me in heaven that we were ending. We're running this race. Behold, I will call a nation that thou knowest not, a nation that knew not thee, shall run unto thee. We're running to the Lord. My brother and sister, thank you, Jesus. And we are called a nation, as the Apostle Peter said in his writing, a holy priest, a holy nation, my brother and sister. And we're running to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Yeshua. So going back to Revelation 22, 5. And there shall be no night there. There where? Because there's this night here on earth. My brother and sister. And there shall be no night there. That cannot be on the earth. This cannot be on the earth. Because there's night on the earth. My brother and sister. So this is one thing that people need to stop and ask themselves. What is he talking about? What is he referring to? Because you and I know that our 24-hour day composed of day and night. But he says here, there's no night there. So he's not talking about this earth. And that's what the Lord, that's what I was speaking with the Lord this, yesterday. My brother and sister, the new earth. Hallelujah. Where God is pointing us to. And he was letting me know that it's different from this one. And I'm like, but see, it's in his words. And he referred to me when he says, remember what my word says? I make all things new. I make that new earth new. It's not this old. It's new. Wow. Wow. Wait a minute. And so he tells us in his word, but unless he reveals it to us through his word, we're like, because in this earth, there are nights. But when he talks about Revelation 22, 5, and there shall be no nine there. There shall be no nine. No nine. And you and I, you are my witness, and I'm my witness to you also, that there's nine here. So it has to be a new earth that has no nines. That's exactly what he's referring to. Bible and shit. That's so amazing. It's in the word. But unless the Lord reveals to you, you don't see it. This was my conversation with him, asking him. And he says, it's not this earth that I'm going to, this earth here. It's a new earth. Huh? Because when he took me to it and I was walking in it, it was incredibly, totally different than this earth. And he says a new earth. Behold, I create a new earth. Behold, I make all things new. So it's something that you can behold, you can believe he's giving us, something you can see. Praise your Lord. So there should be no night there, and there will be no candles, neither light of the sun. And this is what yes, this one has to be burned. This is what surprised me because There was truly no need of light or candles. Everything was lit up from the light that was coming from God, from the Lord. It was just light there. And the light penetrates the house. And then you're looking for, I was looking for a wire, electrical wire. You know how we have all this electrical wire here? There was no electrical wire there. And there was light everywhere. Huh. And I'm walking in the street there, my brother and sister. And everything was perfect, totally in peace also. Total peace. Air pure. House is beautiful, perfect. No garbage anywhere, nothing dirty. Everyone who will be in this new story will be in total peace. Huh. And I begin to compare this one with that one, but it's totally different. But that's exactly what Revelation says. My brother and sister, we're always thinking of this earth, this earth, this earth, but he's not talking about this earth. He's talking about a new earth. He said it through Isaiah, Jeremiah, and the Apostle Peter, and the Apostle John, new earth. And that's what he's referred to me when he said, I make all things new. Didn't I say in my word, I make all things new? Okay, now I'm beginning to get it 100%. My brother insisted. It's because when you read the Bible, it says that he's going to burn all this. But then you don't think about, you think it's like when you burn a car, like I was watching a car earlier being taken apart, the steel to be put into fire back again, melted again, and then make something else new or make another vehicle. It's kind of how you think, but no. When he says it's new, it's new. My brother insisted. He make all things new. There shall be no mind there. Hallelujah. And again, the light, he is the light of the world. And if he says it's no night, the light is 24 hours. And that's why when you read it in Isaiah about the moon being seven, the sun, the moon, I believe, said being seven times, the moon, the sun three times. All that is telling you it's light constantly. You're going to have light constantly, 24 hours. So I don't know if you can call it 24 hours because here you call it 24 hours because you got 12 hours a day, 12 hours a night, and then we said 24. But over there, how do you say it? You just say dates. So we cannot compare this earth that we know to the new earth because it's totally different. They're made different. And, yeah, when God made the earth, the garden, and all that, but everything was in that concealed place, the garden, let's say. But in the new earth, it's all peace and joy. My brother and sister, it's going to be incredible. No need a candle, no need a light or the sun. No light of the sun. Do we need light of the sun now? Of course we do. That's something but I have to ask the question in order for us to get the understanding what the Word of God is saying. No need of the sun. There will be no need of candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth the light, then the light. Notice, my brother and sister, and they shall reign forever and ever. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. He makes all things new. We're going into a new life. We will have no memory of this one. And in order for you to understand, having no memory of this one is better. Because you don't want to, if you had an abusive childhood, molested, whatever you went through, made mistake, ended up in prison maybe, whatever you went through, a bad marriage, bad relationship, without parents, growing up without parents, things like that. You don't want to remember all the pain. I mean, by now you should be repenting, asking the Lord to heal you from it, yes. But you don't want to go to the new earth remembering everything you went through down here. Then you want to enjoy the new earth. The only way you can enjoy the new earth is not remembering all the bad things back here, all the bad memory. And even the bad people that took advantage of you. Huh? The wicked. The sons of the devil that he sent to take advantage of you. Because the devil, one thing I learned is that he takes advantage of you doing good deeds. When you do good deeds to people, the demon wants to make sure you do good deeds to them so they can take advantage of you. And they mock you. My brother and sister, in the new earth, you're not going to remember them. God is removing them in the 3 days of darkness. They won't be no more. The beasts are going to kill them, eat them. They will be no more. And then when everything begins, it begins new, completely new, my brother and sister, with no memory of it. Then you get to enjoy your life. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. What an awesome God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 60:21. Thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hand, that I may be glorified. Every time he says glorify, like a glorified body, he makes all things new. My brother and sister, look right there, Isaiah 60:21. He said we are all righteous. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. And there's a verse later on that he said that he will make them all righteous that believe in him. Believe in him. That is incredible. The plan of God. The God hath for them that love him. The Bible says. Isaiah 61:3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. To give unto them beautiful ashes. Oil of joy for mourning. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That they might be called tree of righteousness. Planting of the Lord. That he may be glorified. Thank you, Lord. God gets the glory when he makes you and I what he promised us we will be. He gets the glory. He rejoices when he turns us into a glorified body like him, a child of God glorified like him. It's going to give him joy. As the Lord showed me that he planted his garden up in heaven. And he has all kinds of fruit and vegetable. He planted it with his own hand. And he says in Isaiah 60:21 that my branch, my planting, the work of my hand, I said, reveal me in heaven. That garden, he planted it with his own hand. He revealed to me. And when we come to heaven and eat of the fruit of the garden, it will give him joy. It will give him joy to see us going in there and eating the fruit of the garden that he planted with his own hand. My brother and sister, isn't the Lord incredible? Isn't the Lord good? My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 66:5, hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble of his word. Your brethren that hate you, that cast you out of my name, said, let the Lord be glorified when you shall appear to your joy, and they shall be in shame. My brother and sister, there is a bride that is going up, and there's another one staying down here also, bride, who will say in Matthew 25, Lord, open to us. And the Lord will say, I knew you not. Knew you as personal relationship. You got to be repenting daily with the Lord now. Now. You should have been doing it yesterday. Seeking the Lord, repenting, getting ready for his coming. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ezekiel 28:22. And say, thou sayest the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Sidon. I will be glorified in the midst of thee. They shall know that I am the Lord when I shall execute my judgment in her and shall be sanctified in her. This is the judgment for Babylon, the great city, that in 1 hour shall be destroyed. The Lord says there that when he brings his judgment upon her, he will be glorified. He'll get the glory. All glory be to the Lord always. My brother and sister, this all Sidon, this kingdom, every time they talk about one of these Naphtalians and the book that these people have, there's a brother online who has a radio program. He has a book of all the names of the Naphtalian. And when they come across one of the names like Sidon in one of those books, and these are variations books, he wanted to give me that information, but I didn't want it. I didn't want that for the Lord's hour. Because to me, the name of the Naphtalian is garbage. The name, knowing whom they are by name, that don't matter to me. It just doesn't matter. So I didn't want to come here and give them a minute or a second. But similar to the name is one of Sidon. All Sidon. All. My brother and sister. They try to convince me that the information they have is very important, that I should know the information, and I wasn't interested. When I went to the Lord about it, the Lord, nope. He didn't want me to take part in it. So I stay away. Twice I went to the Lord or more about it. Nope. He wanted me to stay here with the word, sharing his revelation. My brother and sister, I checked with him. I checked with the Lord twice. My brother and sister, because that's, how is that going to edify you? Knowing who was the king leader of the Naphtalian, who's the wife, who's this, who's that. I can share some of the name from the book of Daniel, which I have shared here in the Lord's Hour, but then I don't go further than that. These people have a book with hundreds and thousands of their names and their position and what they did and who is the boss and who's the right hand and who's doing this and who's in charge of that and who's in charge of the steel, who's in charge of the sword, who's in charge of the castle, who's in charge of the money, who's in charge of the that. What do I need to come here and share all that? I mean, if you agree with me that's not necessary, my brother and sister, we should just share what is after the Lord than to focus on darkness. That's the way I feel. Thank you, Lord. Ezekiel 39:13. Yea, all the people of the land shall be buried them, and it shall be unto them as a day of renown. But the day that I shall be glorified, says the Lord of God. Again, talking about them, renown, because these were the men, renown, and women too. Okay? Among these are a queen. The queen of the north, an example. They're queens, fallen Naphtalian queens. A lot of them are women, a lot of them are men. They're all coming out for the great millennium. Great tribulation. That's why Jesus called it great tribulations. Because notice how when he referred in the Bible about them, all Sidon, which were the name of these high ranks, my brother insisted. Okay? So, and there's one kingdom there that he's referring to Lucifer, but he calls him the name of a king. Notice how they have title and position in their own kingdom. He's talking to Lucifer and referring to the name of the king. My brother and sister, I believe one of the name of a king was Satan. My brother and sister, it's terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Daniel 5:22, but hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven. They have brought a vessel of his house before thee. Thou and thy Lord, thy wife, thy concubine have drunk the wine from them. Thou have praised the God of silver and gold, the God of iron and wood. When they that read that book, they take this part here, and then they'll name you who Daniel is referring to. When Daniel said, thou have the God of silver is one God. The God of gold is another God, fallen Naphtalim. The brass and iron, different God. And then he'll go on and stone, and the God of stone also, which see not, nor hear nor know. And God, and that's a God of stone. And the God whom hand thy bread is, who are all the way, who hath thou not glorified. And this is what the king did. Okay? And so when they glorify themselves, they don't glorify God. And so why then we spend time talking about them and their name and what they did and the kingdom they reign and the nation they destroy? Why is that important? Because they didn't glorify God when they did all that. All they did was wicked and evil. My brother and sister. Haggai 1:7, now to the mountain and bring wood, build their house. I will take pleasure in it, and I will glorify, saith the Lord. Notice the things that the Lord glorify himself in or receive glory for, and it's the thing he himself is doing. Go out to the mountain, which will go with the Lord, bring wood, build houses. I saw this in the millennium. They were redeemed that came from heaven to the millennium, I remember. They were bringing wood and building houses of people who was coming down from the valley, from the great tribulation into the millennium. And they had nothing. A lot of people, they never gave tithes and offering. And this is why we teach about tithes and offering, how important it is. Because in the millennium, your reward you use is to have, God gives you great houses. The Lord will give you great houses. Okay, you will have a lot if you are giving your tithes and offering. Okay? Well, bring wood and build houses. So you have people volunteer to build houses for other people. And now some of us will have abundance in the millennium. We can use some of that abundance to build houses for other people. Man, if you have a lot of land, which you will have a lot of wood, a lot of trees, pine, you know, all kinds of wood, you can donate that wood to build houses for people, my brother and sister. And remember, a tree will grow that fast, okay? But you can take that wood, donate it for houses to be built for people, and you will be rewarded by the Lord for that. So keep that in mind going into the millennium, my brother and sister. And look what the Lord says, and I will take pleasure in it. It will please the Lord because it's an act of faith that you're doing. That's why without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. But what happens when you have faith? You please the Lord. See, bring wood, build houses. Bring wood, build houses, and I will take pleasure in it. God will take pleasure in you doing this because you're being obedient. Your act is an action of faith. And I will be glorified, the Lord say. That will give glory to God. You doing that as a believer, as a son of God, daughter of God, that will give him glory. Say the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saying that. He's so good. Praise the Lord. Matthew 9:8. And when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, who had given such a power unto men. There you go. Every time you do something for the kingdom, for the Father, for God on this earth, you glorify him. Jesus, everything he did, glorified the Father. He said he came to do the will of the Father, and it shows in every action he took on this earth. He glorified Father. And his action was to teach us on how to also glorify Father with our action, with our obedience. Thank you, Lord. He's so good. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Matthew 15:32. So much that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, and the maimed to behold, and the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorify the God of Israel. Thank you, Lord. I love it when the Bible calls God the God of Israel. Because I heard in heaven praise to the Father, and they were saying glory to the God of Israel. This is the way it is. And this is the way it will be. He is the one that was, that is, and the one to come. Thank you, Lord. Mark 2:12. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, so much that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it in this fashion. And again, fashion is in this way or in this form. They never saw it in the form because everyone expects God to do something in a certain way. And when a preacher comes and God uses him in a different way, see, one preacher will point to the sick and said, be healed, and the person is healed. Another preacher may get, I know this pastor, he will get on his knees, put his forehead on the floor, and from there proclaim healing for the person. By the time he finished praying for the person was healed. My brother and sister, I never saw it in this fashion. Because the only way that I saw was people lay hand on them. Then another form shocked me when someone took some olive oil and prayed over it and lay finger on the person was healed. My brother and sister. And so I see that in so many ways God can do it. And I know there's a lot of ways that I have not seen. My brother and sister. Like when the Lord took this man to take his bed and to walk, like a commandment. It was a command for healing. We will call it command for healing. He commanded him to do this, and in the commandment came the healing, and the word came the healing. See that the word can carry healing? Because Jesus spoke to him, get up, take thy mat, and walk. And that's what the man did, and he was healed. And that same process, getting up, taking his mat, and walking with it on the Sabbath, that really offended the rabbi because they took everything personal. It was not about them. It was about God, and they took it to themselves because they were not glorifying God. Every time you take something to yourself personal, you may not be glorifying God because it's not about you and I. It's about Jesus. Remember, your life, my life is about him. You notice they hardly never talk about us. Never talks about your feeling, how it may cause you pain. It's always about the Lord and the glory he gets. And then we're taking care in the process. It's not that he's forgotten us, never. We've always been part of his plan. My brother insisted. He looked forward to bringing family to God, the Apostle Paul says in his writing. So right before he was crucified, he was looking forward to bringing us to heaven. We always been in his heart. As Father showed me, we've been in his mind before the foundation of this earth, which I was stunned. Because when you read in the Bible, you think about this life mostly, not the life previous. And then when he took me to the previous life, wow. Yes, the earth is shaking. Shaking, shaking, shaking. The volcano awakening, the low volcano awakening in Hawaii also. All these signs are showing that something great is coming. And actually the Lord is coming. God is about to do a great thing on the earth. Great thing. That the prophet said that those that will see it will know it was God. The time is coming that what God's going to do, everyone will know it was God. It's a new thing, my brother and sister, but it's coming shortly, not far off. Hallelujah. Luke 4:15. Look how short this verse is and how simple it is, but not many people can understand it. Look, he taught in the synagogue, being glorified by all. How do you explain this message to other people? My brother and sister, imagine being sent to a great church of thousands of people to listen to your message. And you pick Luke 4:15. You got to pray and fast to have the Lord explain that. But being glorified by all is that all, whatever we do for God, he gets the glory. And we can glorify him with everything we do in our lives, being glorified by all. He talked in the synagogue, being glorified by all. Yeah, of course, you have a lot of people with their opinion, but how can it be all, Brother Elie? You're going to have to take that before God. Thank you, Lord. Look, 5:26. They were all amazed. They glorified God and were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today. Notice that every time you talk about his glory, strange things happen. The Lord is about to come to his church. 3 days of darkness are about to happen. Strange things would happen. Unexplainable. Have you seen online the animal going in circle? There was a brother saying that the animal going in circle is very significant. Bible, he think it's very biblical. Thing happening. Luke 5:26. They were all amazed. They glorified God. They were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today. What they experienced that day was strange, was new. Bible said that God will do a new thing on the earth. It was new. It was strange. They never seen it before. A lot of things now that Jesus is about to come, strange things are going to happen. Unexplainable thing. Science will not have the wisdom to explain them. They will not. The smarter people will have great fear on them. See, they were filled with fear. Filled with fear. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, strange things are beginning to happen on the earth that science cannot explain it. Okay? Now, here's another strange thing happening among us that no one can explain. Like the shortage of amoxicillin. Here's a little bit about this.
This is Dabu 7. I wanted to shed some light here on an issue that we're having here across the country where they're saying there is a very serious shortage of many different drugs here. Amoxicillin, Augmentin, Tamiflu, Albuterol, Tylenol. All of these erupting across the United States here recently. We also have some other alarming numbers. There was a record set in October for the number of parents that had to take off work to take care of sick children. And they're saying that this issue is exploding across the country. It's what they're trying to call a triple-demic, the flu and RSV, and there's all kinds.
All right, let's leave it there. There's sickness appearance in meat, in cow, chickens, and many other animals, unexplainable. Straight things, my brother and sister. They're strange. No one has seen them before in many years. People finding swollen, like monkey pot on the cow. And they never seen it before. So there's a lot of strange things happening. And I believe it has to do with what is coming. Shalom, Sister Renee. My brother and sister, the Great Tribulation is close. Closer is the departure for the Bride of Christ. Closer is the 3 days of darkness. My brother and sister. Thank you for that. Yes. Chicken don't want to eat. Okay. And animals. We also know that there's so many satellites in space. We had Iran launch satellite into space. China launched satellite into place. North Korea launched satellite into space. Elon Musk is sending satellite every week to space. There's a photo online, you may want to look at it, of all the satellites that Elon Musk alone, close to 10,000 satellites, has sent in the last years. My brother and sister, SpaceX. So that is also hurting our animals, whale, dolphin. So many animals, fish are being hurt. Fish are going in circle, confused. And fish are swimming out of the water in the beaches. Birds are hitting wall, my window here, the house, the wall. They're flying into the wall crazy, into the glass crazy, windows crazy, just hitting the window. And you see them hitting different things. You're like, what is going on? And it's all these satellites affecting because it's too much communication. So my brother and sister, God removing all this wickedness in the 3 days of darkness will give the church some kind of peace for the revival. I truly believe that. Now, I know that meteors are coming to the earth. We know that NASA is expecting by December 4 meteors to hit the earth. They're getting ready in the island Mona to destroy them. But even if they destroy them, scientists know it's going to bring destruction upon the earth. Okay, someone said that they saw it in Puerto Rico. They're sending more gray machines with missiles through Puerto Rico into the island Mona. People have seen it, have witnessed it, have sent photos online. NASA is getting ready for something big. Okay, and it's the 4 meteors that are heading this way. They believe they're going to knock it down like the one they knocked down last September. So that is to be seen. Which some scientists don't believe they can. Let's see what happens. So judgment is close, we know. The rail strike that is coming, that's also going to, I was saying to my wife, look, Biden don't want to sign up what they want, and that's Obama telling them not to. Okay? When he supposedly talked about the relief for the student loan, I immediately knew that was a nonsense. I was surprised. I said, if Biden is going to do this, this has to be seen. Okay? This has to be seen. I mean, this has to be historical that he's going to sign up a relief for the student. And immediately his right hand, Pelosi, went and turned around and said that Biden don't have the power to do it, that only Congress. And of course, Congress doesn't want to do it. So it's a picture and catch game that they have. I'll give it to them so we can be better standing in the election. And then you say that I don't have the power and they don't get nothing. That's practically what they're doing for people. I knew that the outcome of this was not going to be good for people. A lot of broken heart, my brother and sister. I know that riots is coming. I mentioned this all year long. Riots is coming. Because the Lord showed me it was come by the end of the year. And I don't think it's just the rail strike that is coming up in December 9. You also heard about the prophecy in December 7, where China will attack. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Taiwan. But see that Hong Kong, right? They're rioting in Hong Kong. Who began the riot is what's important behind the Hong Kong riot. Because the highest officer here in the United States said a few weeks ago that they have information that China is going to attack Taiwan in December. We're talking about a month and a half ago, they have this information already. As they had the information that Russia was going to attack Ukraine. And the information was accurate. Now the information they put out a month and a half ago that China will attack Taiwan in December of this year. By December, China will attack Taiwan. And then this riot is coming up in Hong Kong. Okay? It is to try to occupy China with a riot and not focus on Taiwan. It's not going to work. It's just not going to work. Not this time, my brother insisted. Everything will be a go. They're trying to change China's plan not to attack Taiwan, but it's not going to work. President Jinping has already set his mind on what he wants and what he's going for. This is why he made the Navy greater than the United States. The Army now with more advanced weapons than the United States. Their planes are a lot faster and a lot more capable. All released last month. This past month, China released out in the book, international information, and the new plane they came out with, okay, with greater capability and faster of the United States. So their army just passed the United States. Their Navy already passed the United States by 100,000 more. So they wanted to get to this level so they can go ahead and attack Taiwan and be able to defend themselves against the United States if really Biden is going to defend them. So all this is in the horizon. All this is coming. Marple and Sister. And it's close. Let's see how much power we will have by the end of next month, going in 2023. Hope we don't go into 2023 is what I'm hoping. We hope the church gets out before, but it's after God. Because things are going to be, I know there will be a window. God is giving us a window. But I don't know how many days a week that window will be. But things will be unfolding quickly. This is why when the prophets speak, you got to pay attention to the prophet. And when the prophets say, take this word to the Lord, that's why this is what we need to do. Take it to the Lord. Don't assume that things will happen in a different way than what the prophet said. Just take it to the Lord and ask the Lord, my brother and sister, because one thing will lead to another. Before the war in Ukraine came, remember the Lord speaking to the servant of his, that the threat of Russia to go to Ukraine was serious. And the Lord says, my daughter, Russia will not turn back this time. Not this time. And then the Lord, remember I shared on the Lord's table, he showed me them all being vaccinated. There were demons and all of the Russian soldiers and Ukrainian soldiers also. So it was demon against demon. But the Lord said that this time Russia was not kidding. And Russia was not going to back away. And the Lord says to her that the war in Ukraine was only the beginning of Russia coming against the United States and coming against Europe. And Russia knew that in the moment they go against Ukraine, they will have to go against NATO and United States. And they've been preparing for that very well. That's why they're going to utilize weapons in Ukraine that the world had not seen. My brother and sister, they're going to. And that will be the surprising. They already have shown weapons that it has baffled the international community. So we never seen that before. And they have a lot more, the Lord show me, than that. My brother and sister. And the question was, when are they going to use those weapons? They are going to. They definitely are going to. Okay? It's just that God is in control, and God says when things are going to happen. But then the Lord said through his servant, when I speak for these things to happen, they are going to happen. It will surprise the world what China and Russia has that they are going to use. That's why Ezekiel 38 and 39 shows you two nations standing, Russia and China, getting ready to go attack Israel. Now, another event is they have given Iran, my brother, stealth technology, which only the United States, Russia, and China had for years. This stealth technology is capable of damaging radar or confusing radar detection, my brother and sister. They can confuse the radar and make the radar believe that they're going another way when they're going another way. And they jam the detection. And they jam the detection of the radar on ground and the drone on the air and plane. This new drone that Iran has that has the technology from Russia and China were able to jam all these radar from Israel, and they couldn't knock them down, and they went and bombed that oil facility that Israel had for their military. So now Israel has gone back to the book, and they're studying the situation, and now they want to know how can they defend themselves from this type of weapon, because they're very advanced. Now Iran has become one of the most advanced nations, or like the other advanced nations with these stealth technology, which also is undetectable, and it also can jump radar, my brother and sister. So I've been following the information online, but I tell you, the intelligence in Israel are really studying the situation on how, if they go to war with Iran, how they can defend themselves from these new drones. Because, of course, Iran are going to make them like candies now, hundreds and thousands of them. And they're placing different defense systems in Iran with all these technology that will make it very difficult for any nation to attack them or defend themselves from Iran. That's another thing. They make some of the drone go into Saudi Arabia and blow some of the oil there from the air, And the Saudi Arabia system was made by the United States could not knock them down either. So now, and now that intelligence, they're passing it to Syria. The president of Syria who wanted this, now Iran is giving it to them and giving them these drones. So now that will make Syria more dangerous because Israelites have gone into Syria and bombed them sometime. Now if they try with the new system, they can knock down all those planes easily now. So now the game, as they say, has changed. Israel have to think about their move. And if they do make a move, it can be costly for them. So we need to pray for them. And I was saying to my brother, Israel now need to pray to God and hear from God before they make any of the decision, my brother insisted. Because when the decision will cost many lives, decision cannot be made quick. You have to, they're going to have to rabbis, they're going to have to go to God. The church needs to continue to pray for the peace of Israel and that God will guide them because any decision they make now with the new technology that Iran is making, and they're making the stuff 24-hour nonstop. So they will have hundreds and thousands of drones available. Every week that passes, they'll have more and more and more. While Israel is spending time on how to stop them and all that, Iran become more dangerous, my brother and sister, more dangerous. And it's difficult for any nation to take on Iran now. Because now their capability is on some level, United States, Russia, and China. And they're not for this nation. They're not for Israel. We already know this. They're a terrorist nation. So they're not going to keep blowing facility in Saudi Arabia. And that will make oil price go to what a lot of people think, $1,000 a barrel is what the prophecy is, $1,000 a barrel. Is where it's going to head to. Iran is going to make it go out there very soon because they're going to keep using the drone, keep blowing oil mines in Saudi Arabia, this oil facility, oil refinery. They're going to keep blowing them up, and there's no stopping them. My brother and sister, unless the nation decide to go to war with them, which is nobody's seeing it happening any day anyway because of the capability is too dangerous. My brother insisted, what they've been sold to or given to, the intelligence is too high for these terrorists to have on their hand. But we knew that in the end time, these things will come, and they're happening. My brother insisted. Luke 7:16, and there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying, a great prophet is risen among us. God hath visited his people. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord, who's about to come for his bride, for sure will come to us and change us into a glorified body. And you will see him face to face. When I was standing there looking at Jesus, I saw my other brothers and sisters who he was calling by name. And they were standing before him, immediately in the glorified body. And they were just looking at him. For the first time, many were seeing him. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. He's coming to show, as he says in Revelation 22:4, and they shall see his face. They shall see his face. My brother and sister, you are about to see the Lord's face. You don't want to miss that for nothing. Because what God is giving you before you go to heaven is to see him, the Lord to see him. Remember when the Lord showed me this years ago, in the end time, him revealing himself to people, I was stunned. I saw judgment upon this land. Tsunami had hit this land. Earthquake and tsunami. And I saw Jesus after the earthquake and tsunami. And people began to encounter him after this judgment. Because again, it's the earthquake in California and the eastern tsunami. The war in Israel, it's going to begin. Israel leader has said, we have to fight no matter what. Okay? Don't miss the Lord coming to the earth when this judgment begins, my brother insisted. Because the promise is that you're going to see him to his face. You're going to see him face to face as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob saw him. You're going to see him too. Moses saw him and spoke with him face to face. Do not miss that face to face encounter, my brother and sister. verse 6 of Revelation 22, and he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servant the things which must be surely be done. Notice he sent an angel. People say he should have been sending a man, but he chose to send an angel. Send an angel. And I saw an angel when these dates were happening on the earth. And I woke up to him. He was talking to brothers and sisters. And brothers and sisters were comfortably talking with him. But I got a little nervous. Because I take one thing very serious. That an angel needs to confess that Jesus came in the flesh as a man also. My brother insisted. And I walked up to him. And he greeted me. And I said to him, would you answer me one question first before we can talk? Did Jesus came in the flesh as a man? And he says to me, he looked at me and said, yes, he did. Because he truly understand what I was asking him and the meaning of it. My brother and sister, because I saw brothers and sisters talking with the angel normally. They knew it was an angel of the Lord. You have to check by the word. The Bible tells you. That is, the spirit doesn't confess that Jesus came as a flesh as a man is not of God. You got to take that heart and use it. Don't you just see an angel and go hug on me. Hey, how you doing? Tell me about heaven. Let's walk together. Let's go eat some pizza together. No. Make sure you check by the word what the Bible says. My brother and sister. Oh, I always wanted to see an angel from heaven. Can you come to my house and sit with me and give me a Bible study? Check with the word. We or not are supposed to know the word already. What are we do? What are we doing assuming? My brother and sister, we need to know the word. Thank you, Lord. Luke 13:13, and he laid his hand on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. There will be many things happening in the days to come. Luke 17:15, and on them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back with a loud voice, glorified God. Don't panic when someone do this. They turn and they glorify God. Encourage them to glorify God. Thank you, Lord. Revelation 22:7, behold, I come quickly. Notice how he now, behold, is something that, thank you, Jesus. Let me go ahead and look at this meaning. Praise you, Yeshua. Because I believe to behold something, you have to see it. Okay? You have to see. If you say to me, behold, okay? Yeah, to see, to look upon, to gaze on. There you go. I knew it. I had to confirm it through the dictionary. Okay? So if you say to me, Brother Elby, behold, I'm looking for something. That's the time that we're coming into. Behold. What you're going to see. Everyone's going to see. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Okay. We're going to see. There's no more. No. See. God spoke to me in 2020 that the time was coming that we were going to see. And so now is the time that everyone's going to see. Supposed to be walking by faith. But God knows the human heart. People are having a hard time walking by faith. My brother and sister, God is merciful. But behold, he's going to give us so much that we're going to behold. We're going to see. My brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. John 7:39, but he spoke in of the Spirit whom who believe in him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not given yet because Jesus was not yet glorified. Notice the part where he has to be glorified in his glory body in order for people to receive the Holy Spirit. Okay? What a confirmation this is. The body of Christ needs to be glorified in the glorified body in order for revival to happen. I thank you, Lord. I never seen this one before. Did not see this one before. Thank you, Lord. Again, by his spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believe in him shall receive, but the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. See, notice now. Thank you, Lord. It's in the glorified body that he was going to send us out in the revival. That's when he will pour out his Spirit upon our flesh. Notice, he glorified our body like his, and then God poured out his Spirit upon the last rain, and he saved all these other people that the beast did not kill. Okay? The beast did not kill. When God killed the firstborn in Egypt, those that the God did not kill were the one that went out into the wilderness. Yes, oh glory to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So this is why we need to be in a glorified body to go do the revival, because it's similar to what happened to Jesus. The Holy Spirit was not poured out until Jesus was glorifying his glorified body. Thank you, Lord. Oh, man. Oh, it's in the Word. It's in the Word. Thank you, Lord. Reveal us more. Reveal us more, Lord. John 11:4. And so when Jesus heard that, he says, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified whereby, which can be applied for COVID-19 to a lot of people that are supposed to die but are not dead yet. We were talking about a brother here, right? A brother in Christ here. About 6 or 7 years ago, this brother was very ill, very sick. And he has a car dealer. And I had some saving for a friend of mine needed a car. And I said, you know, I'm going to take that saving. And this pastor needed a car to pick up brother and sister from the home, bring them to church. I mean, he really needed a car. His car engine died. And he had no transportation. And I believe the Lord touched my heart. And I went and grabbed my saving and went to the dealer to buy a car from this brother. And when I told him the situation, he says, you know what? How much you have? And I told him how much I have. He said, you know what, brother? I'll give you the rest of the money so we can give this car to the brother, to the pastor, to help him out. And I know he was very ill. This was before COVID. And we gave the car to the pastor. He was very happy. We gave him the title. He put it on his name. Then he was able to go ahead and continue to do church and bring people to church and all that. Because I knew if I have anything, it's for the Lord. Anything. Our money is for the Lord. Using it wise for the glory of God. So, my brother and sister, the car became a really powerful tool for in the ministry of the Lord. And I thought the brother, because the COVID came so bad that he went home to be with the Lord. Then I find out a few days ago, last Saturday, no, he's still alive. He's still doing fine. The Lord preserved him through COVID, even though he was sick already. You know, the way he was telling me how sick before COVID he was, I told him I would pray for him. And the outcome was that the Lord is still keeping him alive, my brother and sister, and how blessing even more, okay? Because we didn't know each other for too long. And the truck that I have, I bought it from him, and the Lord told me, Jesus told me, do not sell that truck, he says to me. Nissan Titan, 08. And he showed me he's going to use that truck for the work here, to help our people. And it's been such a blessing. The truck has been such a blessing. So the brother was him that God used. I bought it from him. And we were able to help this pastor with the car he needed so much. Thank you, Lord, for the ministry. My brother and sister. And God just kept this car running amazingly. Never breaking down him, the pastor said. Never, never. Traveling so many hours, putting so many miles on it. No problem with it. God is so awesome. He can do anything. Thank you, Lord. But he didn't have a car and he didn't have the money neither. But God provided. Oh, glory to him. John 12:16. These things his disciples understood not at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remember that these things were written of him and that they had done these things unto him. There you go. My brother and sister. And a lot of us don't understand all now. Okay? We don't understand all. But God's going to help us remember a lot of things. They're going to come to our mind, our remembrance. My brother and sister. Same thing with the disciple. You know, if we go back to the disciple time, right, people had less problem at remembering information because they have more pure water than us, more pure food than us, more pure air. They didn't have car back then. They didn't have all these machines contaminated the air. These people last 200 and 300 years easily in the time of the disciple. So their health was a lot better than what it is now. So remembering, they didn't have this problem that people have in the last days. Okay? But these promises of Jesus, of God, they didn't remember them all. Okay? They did not remember them. But God, my brother and sister, when Jesus was glorified, like when we are in a glorified body, you can imagine the things you're going to remember. You are not going to be able to forget anything in your glorified body, just to give you a better understanding. Okay, everything you know from the word and everything you're going to learn, you are going to remember. Okay, so if you have a memory problem now, remembering things, that's going to go away in your glorified body. Because you are going to be able to remember anything in regard to the Lord, his promise, and his word. Like if you're having a hard time now, remember the Bible, the word of God. When you come in your glorified body, when Jesus come and glorify your body, you are going to remember every single chapter of the Bible and every single verse. But the good thing is the word being revealed to you is the amazing thing. As you go on and just the revelation of the word. And then you have a new body healed. No back pain, no muscle pain, no headaches, no old age wrinkle. You don't have to wash your teeth. They'll be brand new and clean always. Beautiful hair, already all calm and in the shape you want. And then beautiful garment, dress the Lord will give you. And you'll always be clean. Looking young, beautiful, and clean. How do you like that now, huh? Nothing can be better than that. And you don't even get hungry. See, in heaven, you don't have to eat for hungry. You eat because you want to eat something. So if one day you say, well, I'm going to eat a pear. Is that what you like? Oh, I'm going to eat an apple or a banana or an orange. Okay. You know where they are? And you go eat it. But it's not like, oh, I'm so hungry. I got to eat. No, none of that. None of that. You can stay without eating if you want. If you say, I ate too much on the earth. I never want to eat again. And you go to the Lord. Lord, I never want to eat again. Lord says, okay, my daughter. Okay, my son. You never want to eat again. That's fine with me. I mean, nothing's going to happen to you if you never eat. What about drinking? You want to drink? Nah. Okay. No problem. You'll be fine. You never have to eat again. You never have to drink again. Think about that one. Because you never have to go to the bathroom in heaven. My brother and sister. So, if you never want to eat again, but now if you want to eat, I can't wait to taste angel pie. Huh? I can't wait to taste angel pie. Cherry pie. I started thinking. So, whatever you want to eat, and they make it, was available because everything is available in heaven. It's not like here. Oh no, we ran out of it. There's plenty up there, of everything. So they never run out of anything. So it just you want to eat something. I love that Sister Chu went to the river with the Lord. And the Lord went in. There were fish there, all kinds of sight. Grab one fish. And they already had all the knife, the seasoning, everything. Just he went, cleaned the fish, caught it, boom, boom, season it, They had a grill there. He put it to cook for Sue. And when he cooked the fish, turned the fish to cook it for Sue, he gave for her to eat. She said, it was the most delicious fish I ever ate. She says, I can't wait to eat fish in heaven. I can't wait. I'm sure that's only in the third heaven, first planet, because in the third planet, fish, they praise God. So I'm not going to eat something praising God. Animal talks in the third heaven, third level. So don't think about killing animals. They're killing chicken when they're talking to you. Where are you going with Anna? They're going to say, chicken is going to run away from you. Catch me if you can, the turkey will say. So up there, it's totally different, okay? I don't think there's any killing up in the third heaven, third level. I don't think Father allows that. But then in the third heaven, first planet, I believe it's different, okay? So, you know, so if you're chasing a chicken with a machete out there, you're going to hear it from the chicken. The chicken will let you know, hey, we don't do that. We don't do that up here. Keep that earthly mentality down there. Praise you, Lord. It's a totally different life, my brother and sister. And the Lord gave me like two surprising dream experiences this past week. And it was like he took me, boom, into a new life. And I'm walking in like it was like twice doing it. So I understand why it's so important to spend time with him. And just, you know, leave everything the way it is. Don't worry, you know, not even watching news like I was. Okay? I decided last night not to watch news, just to go to prayer. Just go to prayer. Don't watch any news. You know, spend such a great time. And then when the Lord gives you something, you know, I could hear, I heard medicine soon on your earth is going to run out in my dream. I was telling my wife, and this morning, okay, medicines on your earth soon is going to run out. I hear the voice of the Lord saying, and I go on my computer and I see on YouTube this information of this brother saying the medicine is going to run out. Amoxicillin and other Tylenol and other medicines are running out. And I'm like, what? That's exactly what I heard in my dream last night. The medicine was going to run out on the earth, that this will be a sign for us, he was saying. And this brother started saying, I'm like, I didn't know that because I didn't watch the news. You know, I decided to go to prayer, okay? And I like to watch the news to keep myself informed. But this time I went straight to prayer, and I hear that in my dream that I knew her very soon as a sign, medicine is running out. And this brother said that these things are, shelves are empty, of this medicine running out. Like, wow, that's a sign. We can already see things disappearing, my brother and sister. God is telling us that these things are going to happen. And we can already see them disappearing. This is incredible. I'm going to play for Laz, a sister that we prayed last Sunday, in case of those that missed the information. The information, I believe, is very important, what is coming to December. My brother, but I'll play it later on. Thank you, Lord. And then John 12:23, Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man shall be glorified. If the hour comes like it is now, for the Lord to be glorified, then we're going to expect a lot of things to happen. My brother and sister. Because he said that he must be glorified. Hallelujah. Okay, let's give a better explanation for what he's saying. Verse 24, barely, barely I said unto you, unless a grain of wheat fall into the ground and die and abide it alone, but if it die, it will bring forth much fruit. Now, what is this grain of fruit, and what are he referring to? Our lives. First is his life, that he will die, be crucified, and be buried, but on the third day he will rise again, and that's when great multitude of believers, 500 witnesses of the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights, and then the church came to be thousands being saved. My brothers and sisters, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, it's important that we spend time with the Lord. That is so important. So that grain is us also. That when we get changed and transformed in a glorified body, we are going to bring much fruit to God. Because you have no temptation of the flesh, of the eye, because you're in the spirit. Your spiritual body, your glorified body, like Jesus, can eat. Remember when they tested the Lord and thought he was a spirit when the disciples saw him? And he said, give me to eat. Have you seen a ghost eating? He says to them. They never seen a ghost eat. When people see spirit, they don't see the spirit eating. Ghosts don't eat. But the Lord in his glorified body ate fish with them and bread, showing to them that if he chose to eat, he could eat. And if you and I in our glorified body choose to eat, we could eat. No problem eating. We will have no problem. Other people will have no problem seeing you and I neither, because it's a glorified body. 500 people saw him after the resurrection. And those people were not angels. Those were people that were following his ministry. And in his glorified body, they saw him for 40 days and 40 nights. The same you and I will be seeing. And this is why a sister or someone else was saying that in the revival, it's going to be for 40 days and 40 nights. I don't know that, because when it was shown to me like half a month. Okay? 15 days around, I would say, or 15 days and a half. It was short, the revival. But only God knows. This is in our own, as we saw it, we experienced it, okay? So the revival is very short, I know. But if for 40 days and 40 nights, the glorified body, if it's going to be the same, my brother and sister, which it is the same, because the word of God never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We in our glorified body will be like him. Okay? We will be like him. And your family will see you in your glorified body. But if you're married, it's like you're not married anymore. Sister, if you're in your glorified body and your husband is not, that's it. It's over. That marriage, it's over on the earth, because now you're working for the Lord in your glorified body, not for the revival. He'll send you out. He's going to send you out to do ministry. My brother and sister, that's why Jesus said, don't touch me because I need to go to my Father. Okay, it's different. There's no touching anymore. You don't touch. You don't have them touch you. You don't touch them neither. You're listening. Okay, there's no touching. Once the Lord turns you into your glorified body, that's it for you if you're married on this earth. Okay? The millennium is different. People get to be married in the millennium. It's different. Get to have children. But here, once you change to the glorified body, Jesus asked them not to touch him. Okay? Because you need to go to the Father. We need to go to heaven. My brother and sister, it's totally different. Our life is going to change. And I'm not saying this now, oh, because I'm married and I want to be in my husband. No, it's what God is doing in our life for the glory of God. We'll be in the business of God, my brother and my sister. Okay? Thank you, Lord. And then verse 25, he that loves his life will lose it. There you go. And people say, no, I'm married. You know, I prefer to stay with my... No, if you're choosing the Lord, you're choosing the Lord. He that loves his life will lose it. He that hasting his life in this world will keep it until eternal life. That give up his life, in other words. That will lose his life. My brother, no carnality. Amen. Thank you, Lord. If any man serve me, let him follow me. The way I am, there he shall also my servant be. And any man serve me, he will, hallelujah, honor. He will my Father honor. He will honor my Father. My Father honor. So this is about serving God and glorifying God through what we do, my brother and sister. All for the glory of God. Amen. So let me play this about the medicine, and then I will play the sister from Sunday. Listen careful. Take notes of what she said coming next month, because something is coming next month, my brother and sister. You don't want to be caught by surprise. Remember this. Amen. So
This is Dabu 7. I wanted to shed some light here on an issue that we're having here across the country where they're saying there is a very serious shortage of many different drugs here. Amoxicillin, Augmentin, Tamiflu, Albuterol, Tylenol. All of these erupting across the United States here recently. We also have some other alarming numbers. There was a record set in October for the number of parents that had to take off work to take care of sick children. And they're saying that this issue is exploding across the country. It's what they're trying to call a triple-demic. When you're talking about COVID, the flu, and RSV, and there's all kinds of arguments here when it comes to that. But right now they're saying there's simply not enough medication to go around. One doctor says, been doing this, never heard of a Tylenol shortage here in the United States, along with other medications. But for those of you that may run into this issue, sick kids or things of that nature, you might want to prepare, because they're saying that this stuff is disappearing, that we have not even got to the heart of flu season yet. Winter's still a month away officially, and that this is the situation. So I just wanted to put the heads up out there and let folks know that if you can get your hands on some of these medicines, do so. I also know people that are in the medical field that are talking about how cancers and all these other things have exploded. I wonder why. Just here in the past year or so. So a heads up here, again, for folks out there that may face this situation. If you can get your hands on some of these medications, I would do so quickly. I'll leave links, and I'm going to break this down further on the next live stream. Join me on Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, on Dabu 777. You'll find links below. Hit that subscribe button for more. Much love, y'all.
Hi, this is Vicki Goforth Parnell, and I have a word from the Lord to share with you. And I'm going to pray and ask that every person take this to the Lord before them. I won't be answering any questions on this word. You are to seek Jesus for your answers, because I don't understand all of it myself either. You know, we're taught, and we all think we know exactly how the Bible goes to some extent. Our ways are not His ways. That being said, this is a word that came forth tonight, 11-26-22 at 7:06 p.m. And I have had some other prayer warriors praying over this word, and I have to release it. And it is called, The Black King Rises. So please let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come to you. And I say, let your perfect will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You are good in all things. You are good. And Lord, I pray that you anoint me with your Holy Spirit to be able to deliver this word, Lord. Because I'm still shaking inside, Lord. But I trust you, Lord. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I bind any hindrances that would come against this, that would try to fight this video from going out, and any of the reading, the writings, the listenings, Lord. Lord, you said in Isaiah 55:11, your word would not return to you void, but it would accomplish all that you have set it out, all that you please for it to do. So, Lord, I'm asking you send this word out in Jesus' name, and I'm delivering it, Lord, in fear and trembling. And I pray that the truth of what is said reaches each heart and not just be carelessly cast aside, because it's not how someone thought it's supposed to be or assumed it's going to be, God. We are not you. We are not you. We are just the created. So, Lord, I'm asking, Lord, that you send this on the four corners of the wind, and let the Holy Spirit pick it up and send it, and let it land in every heart that needs to hear it and receive it, with a softened heart to receive it, with ears that are open and unstopped, and eyes that see the truth. We don't have much time. And we need to be reaching the lost. The lost. Lord, forgive us from sitting smug in our seats saying, I'm secure. I'm going to make it. What about your brother or your sister? What about your niece or your nephew? God, help us. Lord, give us a hunger to reach the lost. Put in us that urgency that if we don't do something, they're going to go to hell. So, Father God, in Jesus' name, make this our prayer. Make this our heart's desire to reach all the lost that we can and for you to receive all glory. In Jesus' name I pray that your will be done on earth, Father, as it is in heaven in all things. Amen. I had been really burdened and heavy, and I could feel something was happening in the spirit. And again, I had some of the ladies, some of the other people praying. And it just getting heavier, so I went on my knees to pray, and the Holy Spirit fell upon me, and this is the word that came forth. I was praying for about an hour when it came through. I'm just going to read my little entry because I had a little chance to really write anything. It's just instant prayer. Jesus, Jesus, I feel it. I feel something bad is happening. I feel it so strong. I'm here to pray. And these words started coming. Riots in China. Smoke screens for real activities of Xi Jinping. Taiwan. No Christmas Day celebration on the 25th of December. Black King rises from the pits of the abyss. Another Pearl Harbor attack, it will be on 7th of December. Out of the abyss he comes. This night, this hour. It begins now. It starts now. Repent. I say, repent. It starts now. I say, now. Submarine submerged in the deep comes in three, have now arrived. Smokescreen, nothing but a smokescreen. China is wise. Xi Jinping is so. Judgment time has come. It has come. No more time left. No more time, I say. I say it again. No more time is left. Get down on your knees now and repent. Repent now or you will die, my people. I am your God. You, my created people. You will die. I say many, so many shall die across your world. Repent. Repent. Repent now. Now. Please. Now. I'm coming. Have not I told you I'm coming? Get ready, O foolish virgin bride. Get ready. Why stand ye idle? When it's time for our wedding and you're still not ready. Get ready. I come. I'm on my way. So be ready or I will leave you. Do you hear me? Do you understand? Absolutely no sin. No sin. No sin. I say again, no sin shall enter heaven's gates ever again since Lucifer has been cast out, cast down. Repent. 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 Man going down. Man going down. Man going down. Attack. 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 Imminent attack. Excuse me. It's now. It's here. Attack. Attack. Run. Scream. Howl and wail. Judgment's strong hand has found you wanting this very night for some, this very day for others. Excuse me. The trigger has been pulled and the bullet has reached its target. In less than 2 weeks of your time, Babylon falls. She falls, she falls, she falls hard, never to recover fully ever again. Oh, America, oh, Babylon, one and the same. Your time has come. The trigger has been fully pulled and released. The smoking gun is reloading, and this bullet is not aimed at Taiwan. But you, oh, America, Babylon, and it is set to kill you. My aim is deadly accurate, for I shoot by my voice command. Like puppets on a string following my commands, because even Satan has to obey my command. I order his demons to fulfill my word of judgments, of judgment. They have complied willingly. Now you fall, my harlot bride. Now you fall in less than 2 of your weeks. News arrives on the wind of the invasion of Taiwan, Japan, of South Korea. News no longer suffocated, but fully alive and breathing now. Mayday, mayday, we're under attack. I say we are under attack. The Chinese have come. Mayday, mayday. Xi sits smugly in his chair, sipping champagne, as he conference calls the evil Putin and young but evil Kim Jong-un. At last, unification for all, Xi says smugly. Hear him, daughter? Hear him laugh out loud in smug satisfaction as thousands upon thousands die. An offering to Satan as the abyss is opened and the spirit of the dark king rises to possess Antichrist's very soul. Well, O people of the earth, your time of woe has come. Woe, 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 as the trumpet of judgment, as the trumpets of judgment prepare to sound, as soon as the seal of the sixth seal opened is fulfilled. The seventh seal has already opened and been completed, as silence of horrors was given in heaven for what has come to the souls of man on your earth. Run. Run, run, O people of the earth, as judgment's wind wreaks havoc on your world. My breath, my wind, my voice, my command, my righteous right fist has come to you fully this moment, this very moment of your time. Taiwan falls tonight under the control of Xi Jinping's CCP. His evil governmental iron fist Run, little people, he yells from his padded chair and laughs as he watches all the destruction he is causing. Then I had a vision. Bring the Psy Win. Bring the president, he yells, jovially, with Putin on the video screen and Kim Jong-un there too. You're going to understand I have been having for this last week visions of this invasion of Taiwan, of Japan, and yes, North Korea taking South Korea, of Guam and Hawaii. So this general is from these visions. I see the general from visions before in his green uniform come in a few minutes later with the president of Taiwan. She's been beaten. Her glasses are missing. Her shirt is torn. They have abused her in so many ways. Oh God, oh God. Yet she still manages to hold her head slightly up in defiance. She scrunches his face up, angered by her actions. He shouts out a command I can't understand. Within a few minutes, a cameraman comes into this room. He's filming what's going on inside. Xi Jinping stands up. The champagne glass falls to the floor and shatters. He doesn't even notice. Now I understand him. The tribunal, he says, then waves his hands toward the video screen with Putin and Kim Jong-un watching. Finds you guilty of treason for raising a rebellion against your rightful government. Then with one swift move of his hand, he lifts a handgun I hadn't noticed before, and with lightning speed, he shoots it between the eyes. I know she's dead before she even hits the floor. Oh God, oh God, oh God. And then I hear, the trigger has been pulled, my daughter. The bullet has hit its mark. War comes to America. War comes to Babylon. And in a few short days, Babylon falls. Tell my people to get the sin out now, because tomorrow is too late for some. Hawaii is about to go under, daughter. Your Pearl Harbor moment is the invasion on your nation. Look to the seventh, daughter. Look to the seventh for the ending of it all. The beginning of the end, this I say. The Black King, the Black King. The Black King rises tonight. Apollyon has come to your world, daughter. And most of your world's people hasn't even got a clue of what great evil has risen from below. And then he gave me Revelation 9, and that's all the verses. So I'm asking you to pray about this, because I had always believed that this would be open later, this Apollyon would come out later. This is what the Lord has told me. It goes along with what I've been seeing with the Antichrist being crowned. But I also know that means the church is going. He's going up very soon. I do believe that. But no man knows the day, no man knows the hour. Take your questions to the Lord. I will not be answering any questions on this. Even I try to tell you that repeatedly. I am delivering the word. Now it's up to you to receive or reject it by going to the Lord, seeking Him for answers. I have told you all I'm going to tell you, because this is all He has told me to tell you. So please, please honor my request and take your questions to the Lord. Thank you. From Tennessee, God bless. Stay under the blood and stay on your knees.
Glad to be here on God's Healer 7. Hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. Today is Saturday, November 26, 2022. I'm here with Sister Barbara, and Barbara, you got to get your equipment fixed. They want to see you on here, not me. Anyway, for a change, I got the prophecy, and it's a good one. I don't usually say that. And it's a very important one because I'm already getting hammered and we didn't even put it up yet. And I told Barbara.
That's why I'm going to get hammered next.
Yeah, so I said, let's get this up while we have the opportunity. So Barbara will be reading the scripture, and she's in the book of Isaiah.
I'm in Isaiah chapter 34, starting at verse 4. I'm not sure how far I'll go. And all the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved. And the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll. Well, look, I got the Holy Spirit. Whoa. And all their lost hosts shall fall down as the leaf falleth off from the vine and a falling fig from the tree. I have the Holy Spirit. I can't even talk.
Yeah, I got
my
it too.
My word shall be bathed in heaven. Behold, it shall come down upon I don't know this word, Idumea, and upon the people of my curse to judgment. The sword of the Lord is filled with blood. It is made fat with fatness and with the blood of lambs and goats and the fat of the kidneys of rams, for the Lord hath a sacrifice in Bozrah. And a great slaughter in the land of his word again, Idumea. Okay, that's as far as I'm going, but it doesn't sound good.
Again, glad to be here on God's Healer 7. I got this on November 26th. And I asked Barbara, does this one pass the Holy Ghost test? And
yes.
So I will let you guys be the judge of it. So it starts with, and it was really strange, the announcement. That's what he said. Behold, I come quickly. The skies shall proclaim my return.
Okay, I already got the Holy Spirit.
Look to the east, for there shall be a streak of light in the sky, and the clouds will be no more. Then suddenly, I shall appear for all to see, in all my majesty.
Praise God.
Has this day not been spoken of by the prophets? Men's hearts shall grow cold, and my power will be visible for all to see. Do these words not cause thee to tremble? Repent now and receive my heavenly embrace. I'll give a whoa on that.
Whoa, and then the streak across the sky. I have one out there where one went across, I don't know what it was, a comet or asteroid or something went over New York City. And he said, that is just a warning of what's coming. They said a fireball went over New York City.
Well, don't you remember the one, the three signs before I come, the flies?
Three signs before I come, yes.
Fiery arrow. That was exactly what I thought of when I heard this. So.
Wow.
I'm going to let you do your proclamation, if we always
yes.
forget.
So starting on September 24th, 2022, the Lord, how can I put it? He commissioned me to proclaim the day of vengeance of our Lord is at hand. Now, that gave me the Holy Spirit all over me.
Yes.
And we know that what the day of vengeance is. If you don't understand, please Google it and research. Pretty much it means we're at the end, this is it. We're building up to an event.
Well, don't remember, vengeance is mine, says the Lord.
Yes.
So just read the Bible and you'll know where he's coming from.
Yes, you need to get a Bible, read it front to back. I would say buy a few Bibles. Somebody said, where do you get them? Walmart has them cheap, dollar store has them for a dollar.
Oh, I'm sure you could get videos on either a Kindle or something else.
No, I have CDs. CDs. Don't you remember I used to torture you and make you listen to them in the car?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, I had the whole book of the Old Testament. I don't know if I had New Testament, but I had it all on CD, and we listened to it in the car going on vacation.
I do remember this.
Yes.
All right.
For 5 hours at a clip. And here's you. Can't we listen to something else? No, we're listening to the music next.
Yeah. Well, I got everybody's attention. Thank you for all you do for us and your help. I don't know where we would be without it, whether it's financial, moral, spiritual. Please pray for, I got a troubling letter from Joseph, and please pray for him, her son.
This is so sad, with bipolar disorder, yep. Still in jail with the DUI, didn't get out.
And doesn't want to get out because he's afraid what will happen when he gets out, which was very troubling in the letter. Which is, he's been there 6 years now?
5 years now.
And please pray for your mother, who's really struggling. Please pray for my Aunt Barbara, who's also in the nursing home.
Yeah, my mom doesn't know what's going on, and she doesn't know most of the people at this point. And thinks my son lives in the closet there.
Any support that you give us is truly appreciated. There's a lot of needy this time of year, and we appreciate everything you do, and we are so privileged and lucky to be here. And, I don't know why we were chosen. I guess we're kind of stubborn, but we're, pressing forward.
No, I won't quit. I know why he picked me.
Well, he is. So let's do the prayer of Jabez.
Yes, I like that.
Yep.
The prayer of Jabez that I rearranged for me. God the Father in heaven, in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, bless me indeed. Expand my territory. Keep evil and the devil away from me and my family. Let your hand be with me always, and please don't ever let me cause anyone pain or harm. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Dear Lord, you always answer my prayers, and thank you. I mean, sometimes you answer two prayers in one day. So I'm asking you to please pour out a blessing on all your children here. You have new children on our pages. These are your pages, not ours. Pour out a spiritual blessing, those waiting for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, a health blessing, a blessing on their homes, on their jobs, on their vehicles so they could get to work, and to me, most importantly, a blessing on their children and their lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray.
Amen. I'd like to add a prayer, and I apologize, Carol. I didn't see your message. I haven't been that well. And please pray for Carol and her fiancé, Paul. And he's been struggling with COVID and other issues, and she has issues. And I guess their cat ran away, and I don't know if they ever found their cat. But, yeah, so she's having some issues.
Just keep him in prayer.
Yes, keep him in prayer.
Also, my friend Patty, let's see who else. I didn't hear from Timothy.
Yeah, that's troubling. I'd like to say hello to Guy. Thank you, Guy, for your support. Jean, we appreciate everything you do. Michael, you're the best.
Thanksgiving cards. I can't thank everyone, but I do see Marisol sitting right in front of me. Thank you.
Marisol, your cards are awesome. They're beautiful. We love them. Is there anything else we want to add?
Just, again, what I usually say is make sure you have an emergency plan, some food, and some cash on hand in case you need to make a quick exit. And if you're out anywhere, be completely aware of your surroundings and know where the exits are in case something happens.
And the only thing I want to add is thank you for the people that pray for me. I'm still struggling here, and I'm hoping I could feel somewhat better. I'm still having all kinds of issues, and I'm taking one day at a time. And
you got a flight booked, and we're praying that you could make it.
Yes. So hopefully I could come home. I haven't been there in quite some time.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for answering our prayers. We love you. Please stay with us. We know you are always with us, and we will not fear because of you.
Yes. Shalom.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hi, this is Vicki Goforth Parnell, and I am here to share the dream I had mentioned the other day about sharing. This dream I had on 11/18/22 at 8:58 a.m., and I have prayed about it, and I feel it is from the Lord. It is called It's Almost Ready, the Mark Dream. But before we begin, I want us to pray, and I'm asking for you all to pray too. And I'm asking that you line it up with the Word. Take these things before the Lord. Don't take my word. Take the Lord's. So, Father God, I come to you in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I invite you into this reading. I invite you to take over. I yield myself to you, and I surrender to you completely. I pray for your anointing to be on this, the words of this dream, and that we go forth, Father, according to your word in Isaiah 54:11. Your word said it will not go out void. It will accomplish all that you have set it out or desire, what it pleases for you to do. So, Lord, in Jesus' name, I'm sending this out and asking Holy Spirit to take it upon the four corners of the wind, to every direction, north, south, east, west, southwest, northwest, Lord, all directions, and let it land into the hearts and minds and souls of every person with ears to hear, understanding, to be given with clarity. And Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, you soften the hearts of each and every person. And Lord, I pray for salvation for those who don't have you as their Lord and Savior. I pray for forgiveness for those that despitefully use me or other of your children. And I pray hold these things, these words, these lies, hold these things, God, not to their charge. In Jesus' name. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I bind every demonic force from hell that might have a assignment. I bind every plot and cancel every plot, gin, snare, device, arrow, every dart, every spoken word, every ill-spoken word, every gossiper, every keystroke, every command, every text, every assignment, every plan. I see so much, Lord. I bind it and I cancel it according to Isaiah 54:17. And the other verse was 55:11. Yes, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, thank you. So in Jesus' name, I'm standing on your word. Your word says in Matthew 18:18, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall loose in heaven. And Lord, I am binding the demonic force. I am restricting them from moving. I arrest them in the name of Jesus. I wrap everlasting chains upon them as Jude tells us of their existence in Jesus' name. And Father God, I dip them in blood. And in the name of Jesus, I place upon every link your name, Jesus. I bind them and cast them upon the seat of Satan after I pike them. Break their jaws, break their teeth, and decapitate them, Lord, in Jesus' name. This is war. This is war. The devils are sent out to kill, steal, and destroy. The demons do the bidding of Satan. He is set out to kill, steal, and destroy us. This is war. This is war. So, Father, in Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, you lead me how to fight. I'm praying again. Psalms 144:1, blessed be the Lord my strength, who teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Help me to learn how to fight spiritually as well as physically in Jesus' name. Now, Father God, I pray that this everything be done here on earth according to your perfect will in heaven. Because your ways are just, your ways are righteous, your ways are holy. And we, Lord, we are of a sin nature. We need a Savior. So thank you, Jesus, for coming to the earth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This is a different... This is a wild, wild dream in some eyes. If you're... Excuse me.
Thank you.
If you're not, as some people say, awake while others are sleeping, you may not understand this. But I'm going to pray for understanding to come forth. I was so tired this morning. Oh, this was on 11/18/22 at 8:58 a.m. It is called, It's Almost Ready, The Mark Dream, and today is 11/21/22. I was so tired this morning after spending time with my lovely Jesus. So Jesus, my love, you told me to lay back down and rest. Whoa, after praying over my mind, pleading the blood, binding and casting Satan and his demons away. I ask you, Father God, is there anything else you wanted to show me? Then I'm available. I woke with my heart pounding fast in my chest. I had been found without a third poke, even though I knew the other two were fake. Yes, my Jesus had given people a knowledge on how to forge these on the first and second pokes, and then be undiscovered. He had managed to show us how to forge them. Also, I had a pale blue card with info on it that also was for some kind of identification concerning these pokes. I had been hiding out, I knew, at my daughter's shop in this dream, with a bed for me in the back left corner. In reality, there's no room for a bed, nor does she own a business. Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, please bring this fully to my remembrance, as John 14:26 tells me, you will do when something is from God, from my lovely Jesus. I will, daughter of the kingdom, for this dream is from heaven's courts. I now see I am in a sprawling building with students, many, many students, high school students all dressed in black skirts for the girls and black pants for the boys, and white shirts for both. If you profess to be of the opposite sex, different from what you were born, then you wore either pants or pleated skirts, depending on your claim. It wasn't clear at first if I was a teacher until the dream progressed further. There had been medical government officials that had come to my daughter's little store that was in a small setting different than stores in reality to see if I was there. I had left the class for some reason. I was at the store. You must submit your card of history of things taken in your arms for approval. All teachers must be fully caught up in their insertion of required MEDS to be near any students, an ostrich-looking young man said with thick, wide, black-rimmed glasses. Accompanying him were two armed stormtrooper-looking individuals. That says in the Star Wars movies I used to watch a long time ago before the Lord convicted me. They were here for me on serious business. I'm praying in Jesus' name under my breath for him to help me. I began looking around and I realized I have left my purse with all my credentials inside my daughter's vehicle, and I told them this in the dream. This man could obviously see that I was unable to locate my purse. It's in the other vehicle, but she's gone already, I said. But I never called my daughter's name out loud. The man looked aggravated. He presses something on the right side of his glasses, and I can tell he is hearing or seeing something inside his head. You will report to the next military. Get that thing in your arm sight before you teach your next class. Do you understand? Yes, I said shakily. The dark-haired government man in his space-looking business suit raises his right hand and motions to the two stormtrooper-looking guards, who, by the way, are all solid black in color, and they all three turn and walk out of the store. I'm shaking, I'm crying, and I'm thanking you, Jesus. Then I asked, what do I do, Jesus? What do I do? You trust me. I heard his soft, whispered reply. Excuse me. Thank you, Lord, for the water. Thank you, Lord. I quickly leave the store. As I exit, I place my hand over a white panel with a light underneath and move my hand downward. the lights turn off, and I know somehow everything is also now protected, and no one can enter the open doorway. There's another panel on the outside of the door, too. I walk out into the mall park and walk only a few feet when I'm met by four teenagers, two girls and two boys. Only one do I see clearly. He is an Asian teenager boy with black hair that's styled in a straight cut with one single length layer all around his head. He is a medium build, wearing blue jeans and a pullover shirt with an alternating pattern of Kelly green and white stripes. He looks at me, smiles, and says, "We know your secret. You are not fully marked. Your third poke is faked. The third is distinctly different and is set above the others." My heart is racing and my mind is frantically trying to figure out how this young teenager knows this about me, not taking this last insertion of MEDS required by law, this mark that is not even really for what they say it's for, and it is an insertion of assorted technology, electronics, and MEDS put into one's body that totally computerizes your information, your access to the internet, and included inside it is the magic stuff that's supposed to protect us from all the horrible, horrible diseases, old and new, upon our world. I feel I'm here undercover somehow, and that I am not on American soil in this dream, but in Europe. I'm not sure of the exact location, but I feel possibly I am in Sweden or Switzerland. I found my voice and said, "You don't know what you're talking about. Lady, if you had the third magic cocktail inside you, then you would be like us." Upon these words, the young teenage boy began changing shapes into a hulking half-boy, half-wolf. "Oh, Jesus," I cried out. I looked around frantically and saw one of the teenage girls had sprouted two more arms and has another eye in between her other two. I didn't see if the other two changed because I turned and began running in fear. "Jesus, Jesus, the mutations are beginning already, even before the mark has been given. What's going on? Run, daughter, run. We will talk later," I heard my Jesus respond. As I began running, I began to hear what sounded like a dog's paws hitting the ground as if running. "Jesus, help me." Then the scene changed. Excuse me. Thank you, Jesus. Somehow, I have managed to elude the half-wolf mutated team, and I am what looks like a large park in the middle of this city. Everything about this place has a feel of futuristic, technology-wise. I am holding my side, breathing heavily, having stopped momentarily to catch my breath. "Am I safe, Jesus?" I whispered to him softly. "For the moment, daughter, yes," Jesus replied softly back to me. "Jesus, they're not supposed to change until they get all the S-H-O-T-S, or the mark, aren't they? I know now I am a scientist brought to teach these superior, intelligent students from around the world." I had been told by my lovely Jesus about the changes that would come later for those who take the mark of Antichrist to help them form an army of super strong, changed, mutated individuals
that he thinks he can defeat my lovely Jesus with, in addition to the giants, the demons, and all the armies of the world in the soon coming Battle of Armageddon. Jesus, the mark isn't here yet. Daughter, daughter, it's all but finished. It's waiting on one key element, technology hidden in an underground water sunken city that will make possible the ability for every soul who has taken the mark to bow to the man of sin at his request, on his whim, at the same time, and to cause the further mutations to advance to their final, irreversible, complete stage, in which the graphene shall rebuild their bodies into a super strong structure, supported by their altered genetic makeup codes, where this technology is inserted into the final mark that's in the underwater sunken city of Atlantis. Then it will be fully ready for your world's people to receive. This city you now find yourself in is actually a controlled setting by the man of sin and leaders of your world. This is why it appears more futuristic to you in many technological elements. It's a testing ground for what the third thing inserted into your arm is received. I'm trying to say this right. The thing inserted into your arm is received and parts then activated by sound signal. Many things hidden not yet revealed are inside the inserted stuff. This protection against the illnesses ending with the number 19, which has hit the world. Not just the Marburg disease, or the one that causes people to acquire the taste of human flesh that's coming. There is also other changing products, and one unknown to most inserted, causing changes to one's genetic makeup, and is now in all stuff inserted by Polk. It's one of many different varieties from the secret labs of the Nephilim and Fallen Ones, the demons, which have provided them to those loyal to Antichrist. So what's happening here? Why am I here? I asked questioningly. So you can warn what they are doing, Jesus replied with love. Daughter, this is going on now. Hidden in these mountains, or in other hidden locations across your world. This one you're in is located in Switzerland. Those in charge under order of the man of sin of Antichrist, who is now secretly ruling those in the hidden society, have created this large city to test the mutagens in this third poke containing protection against diseases. The people came here knowing it is a testing facility, but many were led to believe it's to learn how better to advance your world by introducing superior technology, but in a totally controlled habitat. Those who have begun changing after the signal was activated, which released the magic stuff in certain individuals who had received their full pokes in their arms just to enter and live in this sealed location, have been watched closely with the NANO technology. With its million of tiny bots inside each person, they are easily persuaded that this is a wonderful gift, and they will have superpowers and even maybe become immortal. Excuse me. Apologize. I've been praying a lot. Don't apologize for the praying. It's just, yeah, never mind. Sorry. Just, okay. What a lie, Jesus. Yes, daughter. It is a masterful deception. Go now, daughter. It's beginning to get dark.
They are darkening by the controls your day into night. Okay, where do I go, Jesus? Go to your daughter. You have to leave the city. Okay, I said, and then I begin walking and the scene changes again. I am at my daughter's store once again, and it's dark even though it's the next day, I feel. I'm walking away from the door and run into three of my students. My first thoughts are, oh no. One red-headed girl exclaimed quickly, it's okay, Miss Parnell. We've come to help. My eyes are drawn to her pale skin and freckled face. I noticed her hair is worn like my dear red-headed friend in reality, only it's a brighter red with orange-type hues. Excuse me. I feel peace. Jesus, I asked. Yes, daughter, go with them and hurry, he replied. I said, let's go. We begin walking quickly to the exit of the mall-type building. The other two teenagers are a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, fair-skinned, lanky-type boy, and the other is a younger, smaller-built, dark-haired, brown-skinned youth who puts me in mind of a runt of a litter, so small in size he was. We make it outside easily and begin walking fast, but try not to draw attention to us. If not for all the futuristic accessories, it could pass for a real city in our world. For I see a drunk laying near a building with a bottle hanging out of a brown bag. Apparently, I thought, they're testing it on every possible scenario. As we begin walking further, I notice, too, the buildings are not as fancy. So much for everyone being equal in their new world order, I found myself thinking. Suddenly, I heard my lovely Jesus say, daughter, it's time to run. The enemy is upon you. What? I exclaimed. Excuse me. Thank you, Lord. But then we heard shouts from behind us. I turned to look as I yelled out, run! It's the four teenagers and they have spotted us. They didn't move. I yelled, run again as loud as I could, and immediately all then took off running, for I knew they would soon be changing or morphing into only God knows what. My heart is pounding. Adrenaline is coursing through my body. Jesus, help us, I cried out. We've got to get this information out. The mark is ready except for the last bit of technology. Help us. We entered into what looked like an alleyway. Yes, the slums are here too. We dove into a door on the left. It opened up to an open area with big machinery on each side that are green, old, and rusty. The red-haired girl grabbed my hand and said, come on, Joshua, you keep them busy, she cried out to the small, dark-haired runt of this group. As we are running, I cried out and asked, what's he going to be able to do? She replied, he turns into a worm. A worm? How's it going to help, I asked, but there was no time for her to answer. From the sound of the noise behind me, he has become a very big worm, and he must be hindering the other's progress. The girl pulls me down a narrow row of running front-loading washing machines, and she yells, hide. Hide? Where? I asked, as I see her body change into a watery-type form that I can see partially through. And she enters somehow into the water inside the rotating washing machine. Oh, Jesus, help me, I cried out as I dropped to my hands and knees in the little narrow walkway between the rows of running washing machines. What happened to the blonde-haired teenager boy with us? I'm not sure. But I heard the sound of a snarling wolf with a human voice, and I know I am about to be found unless a miracle happens. Suddenly, out of another door on the back wall to the right of the row of washing machines, against the same wall comes an elderly oriental man with a long white drooping mustache. He is carrying a mop whose top I can tell is dried stiff from where it had been wet from prior uses. My heart is racing in my chest. My breathing is heavy and so fast. I'm praying in Jesus' name and pleading his blood.
The old man walks forward just as I see the half-wolf, half-teenage boy come into view, but he doesn't see me. He sees the old man, and he freezes. The old man steps out further, unafraid, and speaks boldly. You son of Satan, you get out of here. You're on my property, and you know you're not permitted to enter here. The teenage wolf boy, whose face is divided into wolf, half boy, begins snarling as he backs up. Now I see if he's in fear. Then he looked at the man, tucked his wolf tail down, and runs away. I'm in shock at what has just happened. The old man walks toward me, bends down on his haunches, and looks me directly in the eyes, with me still on my hands and knees on the floor. They're blue. His eyes are crystal blue with fire. My Jesus, I cry out. Yes, daughter, now go and warn. Tell all you can. The mark is here, lacking only one element, and the man of sin shall acquire it very soon. Sound the trumpet, warn the people to repent and get their house in order. Many of my bride are still wearing dirty garments. Tell them, daughter, from me, tell them I love them, but I can't and won't take them with me with dirty garments on. I am a holy king. You must be pure and holy. Tell them, daughter, tell them. Then I awoke, my heart still pounding and my breathing heavy. I will warn Jesus. I will warn in your name and with your help. And the verses he's given me are Psalms 46:1, Revelation 13:16 through 18, and Revelation 14:9 through 12. And I only have just a few bullet points. I'm still praying on this one, but I want to, he said, to go ahead and get it out. Number one, the man, when pressing his glasses to see, or as if he was hearing instructions, made me realize two things. He's connected to the AI system, and two, whoever was giving him instructions could hear and see what had transpired between us. Two, the city had been set up as a safe testing place to see how, when signaled, the mutations or changes in the bodies occurred and how the people reacted to such changes. Three, I was aware in this dream that the AI would be making suggestions through all the tiny bots inside, telling the people how wonderful these changes would be for them and persuading many. Four, even though God is allowing these things to occur to bring about his written word to fruition, out of his great love for us, he's giving us warning so we can fight on our knees and be prepared for what's coming and his return. So please pray about these things. Again, this is a dream. You line it up with the word. If you don't understand, ask for understanding. If your eyes are not fully open and you want to really know what's going on, you ask. Asking you shall receive. You have not because you ask not. Ask the Lord to open your eyes spiritually to the truth if you really want to know what's going on spiritually and physically in this world. All right. From Tennessee, God bless. Stay under the blood. Buckle up. It's going to be very rocky. God bless. Love you.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me once again on my YouTube and Rumble channels. Today is November 25th of 2022, and I'd like to share with you another word from the Lord today. My hope is that this word will encourage and bless you as you hear it. If you have been following my channel, you will know the Lord has been speaking about his soon coming And although we don't know the day or the hour, we do know that the Lord is preparing the way for his return. And in that time of preparation, he is working in the hearts and lives of his people, as well as ministering to the lost and bringing a harvest of souls into his kingdom. The Lord has been speaking about his glory, that he will pour out his glory upon the earth, and that those who belong to him will radiate with his glory. And so in this word today, the Lord speaks of these aspects of preparation for his coming once again. And it gives us a fuller awareness of the aspects of change that we can expect in this day. This word today encourages us that though we live in a world that is full of dysfunction, division, and war, that the Lord is bringing peace to his people. Be blessed as you hear this word today. This word is titled, Peace to the Nations. I'll begin by reading scripture. Romans 8, verse 19. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. This scripture verse tells us that there has been a blindness, a hiddenness, you might say, regarding those who belong to Christ. And it tells us that creation is groaning and waiting for the revelation of God's chosen people to come forth. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. This verse of scripture has been coming up a lot lately, because it tells us of the transforming work the Lord is doing in the lives of his people, a work that is being done by the glory of the Lord. Habakkuk 2, verse 14, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. This scripture verse tells us a time is coming when the glory of the Lord will be poured out upon the earth and be made known to everyone. Isaiah 2, verses 2 through 4. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be lifted up above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it, and many people shall come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall decide disputes for many peoples, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. This passage of scripture from Isaiah speaks of a time coming when the Lord will make himself manifest to the nations, and where peace will rule the nations, and there will be no more war. I'll begin reading this word. Keep watch, do not take your eyes off the Savior, for this is the day of the Lord, and all eyes shall be on him. I am turning the eyes of the people onto the Lord. The sound of the drum is beating to his coming. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon his name, for this is the day of the coming of the Lord to dwell with men. And this is the day of preparation. The roadway is being made straight for the Lord's return. I am speeding up my coming, says the Lord. The sickle has gone forth, and the nations are being gathered in. They will beat their weapons into plowshares, for this is the year of the favor of the Lord. The Lord is holy, and those who worship him will worship him in spirit and in truth. In this hour, the deception that has blinded the nations is being removed. The veil is being taken away, and the truth of the sun is being clearly revealed. All men, great and small, will see the truth, and they will be judged according to their response. Those who repent of their sin will be set free, for the truth shall set them free. But those who know the truth and reject it will be judged by it, for this is the standard by which the nations will be judged. In this day, says the Lord, a wave of my glory will go forth throughout the earth, and the whole earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. It will settle upon the earth as a blanket. It will bring great peace to the nations. It will bring rest to those who recognize it, for they will cease from striving and enter my rest. Anger and resentment will flee, for my grace shall subdue it. Even in times of trouble, my peace shall prevail, for my grace shall be sufficient in every situation. The groaning that has been taking place within the spirit of my people is that of birthing. My peace has been birthed forth into their lives by the power of my spirit. Nothing will be able to take it away, for what has been birthed of the Spirit of God will remain forever, says the Lord. Watch the Lamb, keep your eyes upon him, for great and awesome works are being performed in this day by the power of the Spirit of the Lord. Much is being birthed forth. For this is the day of deliverance, says the Lord. Continue to seek the presence of the Lord. Continue to call upon the Lord. For as you draw near to him, he shall draw near to you. Whatever is being brought to earth in this day is being brought through the workings of my spirit within men. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father above and is being birthed into my people, for from within wells up springs of living water. The whole earth groans for the day of the revelation of the sons of God. And in this day and in this hour, the sons of God, those who have taken on the image of the Son, are being revealed, for the kingdom of God is being birthed into them. This wave of my spirit will reveal the sons of God to the world, and the world shall stand amazed at the peace that is upon my people, and the power by which they move in the earth. The wind of my spirit is moving across the land, says the Lord. The gentle rains of my spirit are falling. The old is being washed away, and the breath of God is being blown into my people in this day. All things are being made new. The likeness of the sun is entering the lives of my people, and the radiance and brightness is shining forth. This is the brightness of the glory of the Lord. It will be taken to the ends of the earth by those who will carry it. For I am the light of the world, and I shall go forth through my people. For my people shall be light bearers to the nations. When the light comes, the darkness will flee. Wherever the sons of God go, the light shall go with them. And in this day, I am taking my people into places of darkness, and the light of my life shall shine forth into the darkness. Great darkness covers the earth, but the light of the sun shall break through and dispel it. This is the day, and this is the hour in which I shall do these things, says the Lord, for there shall be no more delay. As we can see in this word today, the Lord is covering much regarding the preparations he is making and sharing with us that the process is going forth, that it is being birthed forth. The scriptures encourage us that there is a time coming when the true sons of God will be revealed to the world. And the Lord is speaking in this word today regarding the coming forth of this time. He is telling us that he has been birthing his peace into the hearts of his people, changing us in his glory and making us ready. He tells us that we are becoming more like him, that we are taking on the image of Jesus. And so we will go forth in the radiance of Christ, and the world will marvel at the peace the children of God have, even in times of trouble, because the Lord is apprehending the enemy and releasing his peace upon the nations through his people. The whole earth groans for the day of the revelation of the sons of God. And the Lord is telling us a wave of his Spirit is coming that will reveal the sons of God to the world. I hope this word today encourages you that as you draw near to the Lord, he will draw near to you. As we put our trust in the Lord, he will come through for us because he is doing a great work within his people, and the world will stand in awe when he removes the veil and brings forth the revelation. Do not be discouraged in this day, though there is rumors of war all around us. The Lord will birth his peace into us that will affect the nations. May the Lord bless you. May he encourage you to keep your eyes upon him and receive all that he wants to release to you in this day. Thank you for listening. Have a great afternoon, and we'll talk to you again the next time. Bye for now.